You're the expert on Saint Teresa, but I heard a story, and I don't know if it's true, but towards the end of her life, when she was dying, I think she died of TB. I don't know. Anyway, she had a big coughing fit, and she coughed blood, and she prayed to Jesus. She said, "Jesus, I've served you all my life, and look at the suffering that I have now." And he appeared before her, and he said, with a beatific smile, "That's how I treat all my friends." And she said, "No wonder you have so few."
Very good, very good, very good. Good. So, she is this one, you know. No wonder, like, poor thing, dressed like this. She has to go dressed like this. So, that's
one problem.
Big problem. Yeah. I'm not expert. I just opened this book last week, and it felt good. Good? Good. So she was living, she was going through many stages. Of course, the vocabulary she uses is a lot tied into that culture of that moment and the tradition of that moment, and how many times theologically it should fit with what she says, and happens at many times with most of the mystics. Theologically doesn't fit what with their experience, or they really have to look very, very much behind to make sense in the frame of Christian world. Yeah, so that's funny sometimes, how you feel the heart of that person really going for it, and then having to use this off vocabulary that you can really feel that probably some priest was coming and checking, so they need to, like, you know, torture the writing. So in this process of becoming one, she speaks of four stages, or the four kinds of water. The first kind of water is the water that you have to pull up from a well, like an old well. There is no electrical pump, so you have to, they have a rope, and you have to pull the water out of the well. Before these four stages, the setup, that the image she uses is a garden. Like, spiritual path is like, she says, is like starting a garden in a very raw earth, or not very fertile earth, she says. But as soon as you bring your heart into starting this garden, as soon as you have the intention, as soon as you say yes to that, then help is there, and the weeds are removed, and new plants are put there. Like, just this willingness. This willingness, she says, is so precious, is so beautiful, that only because of this willingness, already you find this bad earth clean of weeds and with plants put there. So your work from this yes on is to take care of the garden. Like, garden is there, like, and taking care of the garden. And the first stage of taking care of the garden is taking care by watering all the garden by this water that is under the earth in a well. So she speaks of how much effort that takes, you know, to water a whole garden just by pulling buckets out of a well, you know. She says in the beginning is a lot of effort just to bring together the senses that are so used to be everywhere, to be here and there at the same time, all our senses. So just to bring this together, to sit with that. It is important, she says, to reflect. For some people it's important to reflect, to think about the life you have been living up to now. To see, like, what makes sense, what would you like to redirect or to transform. She says also what we were saying. By turning in, even with the intention, sometimes we find that this well is dry. We have the feeling that this well is dry and we freak out a little. This well is dry, what I'm going to do now. And in this situation, she says to accept that since there is nothing I can do to fill the well, I can do the work of taking the water out and watering the plants, but I cannot put water in the well. So since there is nothing I can do to put the water in the well, just trust and see by experience that during this time, somebody else is taking care of the plants. Like something is taken care of. Or, in other words, that which we experience, that which we have seen clearly, even though if right now I cannot see it, somehow this doesn't get lost nowhere. Like that's there. The moment we reconnect, that's there. That didn't go on the air. Like that's there. It seems that no way, but that doesn't get lost. So if in these moments, she says, we could feel in English, like sweetness, or if we could connect with some sense of trust or devotion, you could say. She even says probably those moments are to grow our devotion, you know, to grow this sense of I cannot bring water, here I am, and I wait. Without running away, you know, I wait. That will come. many times she says again and again, not to be afraid of losing your work. Work. Losing your work. Because in this moment, in this first stage that she says, of course our mind, our being is tied to that which has been learning all life, which is about the business of this much I do, this much I expect to receive. So slowly, slowly she's saying like you have to go out of this business mind. Like start to be out of this business mind, because this which we are engaged in now has nothing to do with business. So she starts saying that, like, not to be afraid of losing your time. Like, just, you have your, you just spend time, spend time, spend time. If possible, with this sense of gratitude, not only, like, counting the time I'm spending. Yeah. Or even to try to remember the joy of the simple fact of having been called to take care of this garden. Like the beauty of having said this yes to life. Like it's good to remember that, to keep that in our heart. Slowly, slowly, we find out that actually this very important, most important is the intention, this yes to life, this bringing the heart again and again, no matter how, 100 times, without falling into despair, like just again, here I am, again. And by giving ourselves to that, even if we don't see many fruits yet, slowly, slowly we start to live a wider life. Or, in other words, we start to live not only for what I want and what I need, or what I want to gain, you know, just starting to live from another place where it's not all about what I want, what I need, or all these things. And this love for meditation, this love for being silent, pulling water for life, like, not even for me, but because I have been called to take care of this garden. So this sense of starting to love practice, we could say, starting to love that which we are doing here, not only like counting the days or waiting for something yummy to come or different or that I can tell when I go back home, you know, but actually just the love for being within myself, just in silence, just to see what happens. So not only, she says, not only go to meditation to get pleasure, but actually because of your love, because of your call to do that, even if nothing happens. If there is anything you can say, like...
It seems to me you have to already have a lot of faith to go on and on and on when nothing happens. And, you know, that faith, if you're starting your garden, where is that faith?
Because when you start your garden, you already... Somehow you already are fed up with whatever you were doing before.
So it's the carrot and the stick.
Well, you know, you are fed up with what you were doing before. Or in other words, you can say, like, you had lived enough to see that that which is sold to us, like, that we have been taught in school, like, everything, like, in one hand makes sense, but in another, doesn't really fulfill my heart. Like, if we are honest, yeah? So once you, from your own experience, have been seeing all these tricks of life that makes you move from one place to another and run after many things, and none of them makes you happy, then is when, like, then is when, if garden comes at that moment, you are the happiest. Just, this is what she's saying also, like, just because garden come, so that you have some work, something to do, that is not repeating what you have been doing all your life, which is boring. You know, it's boring because you get whatever you want. Now, some people don't get, but some people get whatever you can possibly want, and then, you know, you see in many sanghas, you know, I remember, my Zen Sangha, everyone was coming when they were like around 40 something, yeah? Because they tried everything, no? They finished studies and then got married and then kids and then good job, then good car, important. Then also house, you know? And then, problem, you know, then they have to come to do Zen, you know, or whatever they find, you know. So that's why when, just to feel that we have a garden to be with, a garden to water, that is already like best situation, because all we know before doesn't go far. So in that sense, if garden is carrot for something else, that's a good carrot, you know. That's, yeah.
I was thinking of the place of grace.
Yeah.
That for me, meditation on some levels is just about turning up.
Turning up?
Turning up.
Just yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
Turning up.
Yeah.
The word grace to me is something about things come.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. Very good. She's only in the first water, still pulling the baggage. But yeah. So what she's speaking about and what we like also to speak about in a retreat situation is about this, how you say, open up? You open up. Turning up? Turning up. Turning up, no? Because this turning up, there is a moment where it becomes very natural. You just sit and turn up. What's the deal? Yeah? But it's not that obvious for many of us. So just this turning up, actually this turning up is the what we call practice. Like whatever we say about practice is this simple turning up. But because we don't know how to turn up, we are so much busy in ourselves and in everything that we are engaged in, that this turning up is very, very rare. It's very rare, you know. You have to, probably you have to have been taken lots of buckets of water to know this art of turning up. And still, when you know this art of turning up, still sometimes, because this is not 1, 2, 3, 4 stages, like, it is 1, 2, 3, 4, but also sometimes you know how to turn up, but suddenly, like, you have to pick some water, you know? Like, everything, some days you go and pick water from the well also, even if you know how to turn up. But yeah, the whole meditation is this ability to turn up.
You use this picture of this garden.
Yeah.
I'm asking, because I'm not connected to this picture.
Yeah.
So my question, where is your garden? Is the garden inside, or is the garden outside?
Yeah, it's a good question. Like, we could say, like, it's everywhere, but in this, like, stages, she's speaking more about the inside garden. And in taking care of this inside garden, how this transforms your life, transforms the everywhere garden, you know? That's, so you work in, but the impact is in and out. She speaks how much because she was this nun and woman, and in that time to be woman was not that helpful. So, you know, in the eyes of like society and men who had very good life, you know, and no reason to change.
Can you say which time she was alive?
Like around 14th century. So she keeps saying, like, I don't know anything. I hardly know how to write, yeah? But to my understanding, this priest that come here and high people, she said, like, that know a lot about letters, like, you know, about writing and books and everything, from my understanding, kind of, if I may say, those people who know so much, they don't have devotion. And if they don't have devotion, they don't know anything about all of this, she said. But again, I'm a woman, and I don't even know how to write, you know, so, like, all the time, and it's like, you have to keep jumping these stupid kind of sentences, you know. No, hardly. She little bit, but in her
I
own.
For someone who can't write.
Like it took all her life, you know. So, she was writing, but really from her own experience, like all the time.
So this is autobiography. This book is autobiography.
Yeah. Book of Life, yeah.
Wasn't she very close to St. John of the Cross?
Yeah. Yeah. Many things that they say are from St. John are from her, you know. But same thing, you know. Too high for a woman, so let's give it to the men, you know. So she says, like, what life wants is your heart, is to give yourself to this beautiful garden. To spend time taking care of that garden so that flowers can come for the beauty of life, for the enjoyment of life, she says. She says, of course, different moods will come because we are in this body that plays tricks on us, she says. So moods will come, and please don't despair in that. Just understand that body plays these tricks, and if we can just see a trick and find the right practice there, you know. She says, like, if you are in a bad mood, please, she says, don't try to force yourself into meditation, because you are not asked to be hard on you, but also don't completely forget about meditation. Like, just wait, and if when it's not too hard to get into meditation, then wait for that window, even if bad mood is there, and then try to be with that, but not forcing if that is too strong. In that time of life, she says, it's also good to find things in the world that can help you connect with love, you know. Like things that you like to do, things that are juicy. She speaks then about second kind of water. In this second kind of water, there is a noria. Noria. Yeah, water wheel. So you don't have to pull the water out of the well. It's not that hard job just to bring the senses together and stay there. Because the water is going on this wheel that passes and brings the water, so it's not that much work, but still is work, because you have to, you know, you have to do everything to bring the water to the final plan you want. Yeah.
And who turned the wheel? It's the wind?
No, it's on.
On?
It's on.
An animal.
Because will comes, you know, there is river.
Okay.
And then this will with buckets, you didn't. And then by itself, you know, water comes and bloop, 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 like this, and brings water somewhere else. There are some in Spain, I have seen them. Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
It's the momentum of your effort and you know, whatever will.
Yeah, you, good, yeah, we can say like this, yeah. Now you, because you have been working, now you can relax a little, but still be there, no? She said, in this state, in this place, is a state of quietness. Quietness, you find the beauty of the quietness, of the stillness. Start to be in love with that. Start to know that realm of stillness and quietness. You find that many times in this place when you feel the widening of your being, like this losing your limits, you find that this doesn't necessarily have to do much about your effort or not effort. Little bit what you were saying, like you find that you are in love with this stillness, and then when this widening comes, like it doesn't mean that you make it come, you know, like sometimes comes, sometimes doesn't come, but doesn't have a straight relationship with your force, with your effort. Also, without really knowing how, you feel more and more pulled to be in that place. Like naturally, you don't find yourself having to reject the things of the world, because naturally you feel spending more time there. So you don't have to, like, you don't have this problem of like, shall I, like, I don't know if going to the party or going to the retreat, you know? Like, you feel natural pull of simply being in this quiet place. So it's not a fight. It's not an uncomfortable decision. It's just you find yourself more and more pulled to that. And this meditation is not as tiring as the other one. Like, it's not... Basically, it's not tiring. It's like you can be there even long time without feeling tired of it. Just there. The third place is water coming from the river directly. So the job there is to drive the water, which is not much effort, but just to to drive it, to make it dance through all the flowers. And in this place, in this kind of water, in this state, she says, you are pretty lost there. She says, like, it's a place where you don't quite know how to move forward. And also, you don't know how to go back. So it's a little tricky, you know? Like, somehow you are in a place where you cannot forget everything you have been experiencing anymore. But also it's not that you know what comes next. So in this place, like, it's a little uncomfortable because you feel this nice, just non-effort or much less effort, just bringing the water, just directing the water, so much more soft, much more enjoyable. But at the same time, if we get into the mind, like thinking, then could be a little disaster there, because then it's like, oh my God, where am I going? I'm going crazy. I cannot go back to my job, like, or whatever, you know. My situation is gone in my country, so now I'm stuck here. Like, all this. Yeah, but the flowers, you know, they are still a little green, you know. So it's not, you feel this goodness of being there, but not fully the flowering. So it's little like, you know, this is when Mama starts saying, ah, maybe you'll come back. And you think for a few minutes, maybe it's true, maybe I should go back, you know. And then you sit and say, ah, no, I will stay, you know. But this is special moment for Mama to call, you know. They know exactly at the moment. I don't know how, but it's good to say, I don't answer now, I will answer you tomorrow. And then you can keep going. It's a place also where more and more you start, she says, dying of all the things in the world, like basically, really, like, more and more, this is your life. This becomes your life. Like, whatever you were doing before is there, but doesn't really make sense anymore. Like, you know you're not going to go back. So more and more this becomes your life. So many things are dying behind you. Also is a moment of few words, like there are no much words, because you would not know what to say if someone asks, you know, what the hell are you doing in India, you know, or where are you in this process? You don't really know, you just know that here I am, you know, so I can only keep on being here. So in this place, she says, of course, like, it's good to feel the progress, but also not to believe that this is all, you know, like, to feel the progress of this, like, just enjoying meditation and this ability of being open to that, but also not to think that that's the end, like, not to think that this enjoyment of yourself in meditation is the reason why you are in meditation. You know, like, there is more and more and more. Yeah. So saying, like, not to not to think that you are only meditating for your own peace, we could say, you know. You started maybe meditating to find your own peace, to make your life happy, but now since you are in the middle of the mat, like, it's kind of saying sorry, but you thought you were coming here to find peace, your own peace, your own happiness. But actually, now that you are in the middle of the mat and you cannot go back, now I'm telling you that this is not the reason. You know? So, like this. And there is another one, but time is gone. You will tell me tomorrow about the next one.
The fourth one, the water automatically comes down from the sky whenever it's needed, right?
Because it's time, you know.
In this garden there is no time.
There's the three turnings of the wheel in Buddhism.
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, it's the symbol also of wheel. We don't speak about water, but it's also similar in that, you know, you start from practice for your own self and then you sort of like go through stages that you understand if you're not doing it for yourself. And so on. So I'm actually very curious about what's the point.
Yeah. It will not move from here, so tomorrow or other day. So if we sit quietly for a while, or lie down, don't sit.